Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Should any child of God be bored?
No.
If you are bored, there's something you're supposed to be doing that you're not doing, that you have chosen not to do. That's just a fact. If the vision of God is in you and working in you and you're pursuing it, you will be excited and you will be occupied and involved. Because the plan of God is fruitfulness. The plan of God is work. Isn't it? If you're doing the plan of God, you're a working. You're a buzzing. You're a busy. And you're getting something done. You're fruitful. So that makes you feel good. Makes you satisfied. You're excited. You're occupied. You're experiencing peace and satisfaction. If you've got the other vision, what's the point? What good will it do? What's the use? Look in Genesis and 43. You remember Joseph's brothers were going to kill him, and his brother talked him out of it, and they decided just to sell him and take some animal blood and put on his clothes and tell their daddy he died. And it broke his daddy's heart. I mean, he was never the same. And then when he saw his brothers, he told them to bring his younger brother. Jacob said in Genesis 42:36, it's the NIV 42:36, their father Jacob said to them, "You've deprived me of my children. Joseph is no more. Simeon is no more." He was in jail. "And now you want to take Benjamin. Everything is against me." What'd he have a vision of? What do you have a vision of? Everything is against me. Do you hear that? I don't want you to just hear the words. I want you to hear the spirit of it. I want you to identify it. I want you to tag it as absolute contraband for you. If you smell or have a hint or have a feel of any of this, you're going to shut it down and right now. Because it's a vision from the pit. And it's dangerous. The enemy has what I call the pile-up technique. This is wrong, and this is wrong, and that is wrong. And when you start down that road, you got an imp that will come and sit on your shoulder. And you can think of about 10 things, but he'll tell you another 33 to go with it. And what is the purpose? To pile up on you until you despair, until you feel hopeless. What's the point? Maybe I could overcome this one or this one or this one, but I hadn't even thinking about these 14 and these 23, and it's just all too much. Yeah. I can't take it anymore. No child of God should ever say such a thing. That should never come out of the mouth of any child of God. Amen. That wasn't strong enough, guys. You look for me. Well, Brother Keith, sometimes you have a bad day. You're not supposed to have any bad days. No. Greater. 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 Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He always causes us to try. Not supposed to be win a few, lose a few, good days, bad days. No. Just win. Win, win, win. Have to stand a little bit, but win, win, win. Don't know what's going on. Got a little sideways there, but stand. And then another, got to stand some more. And then, but don't give up. Stand. And win, win, win. Well, yes, but brother, God teaches us through our failures and through our... Where's your scripture? Where's your verses? That's dangerous stuff. That's dangerous stuff. Because it feeds that victim mentality, that hopelessness, which is that wrong vision of death. Can you hear what he said? Let me read it to you. He said, Joseph is gone. Simeon's locked up. You gonna take my baby Benjamin? Is he choosing death?
Yes.
Yeah, he chose it. How did he choose it? By choosing what he was listening to, choosing what he was thinking on, choosing what he's saying. Oh, can you see this, friend?
Yes.
Now, I want you to think about this, though, now. Was Joseph dead?
No.
No. Was Simeon's life over?
No.
No. Was he going to lose Benjamin?
No.
No. Did God have a plan?
Yes.
Somebody got it. Did God have a plan?
Yes.
Yes. Was it a good plan?
Yes.
It was a wonderful plan.
Yes.
Does Jacob feel like he's dying?
Yes.
Dying.
Yeah.
His life is over. He's got nothing to live for. And for what? Why is he going through all this? Why is he going through all this? Joseph is not dead. Simeon is not lost. Benjamin's not going to be lost. Why is he going through this? What good came out of him going through this? He was tormented. He was in misery. Month after month and year after year for nothing. Nothing. Because God had a plan. I about preached myself happy already. God, somebody help me now. God had a plan. Did he have a plan? Listen, go over to the 45th chapter, 45th chapter, 45 and 5. When all the brothers came there, they're scared out of their boots and they don't know what in the world they're going to do. And Joseph revealed himself to them. And the plan begins to unfold. How many know you don't always see the plan of God? Normally you don't see where the plan of God is coming from and where it's going. And a lot of times you don't have a clue. But can you trust God that the plan is on? The plan is working. Can you trust Him? Come on, can you? When it looks bleak, when it looks like it's already lost and it's already gone, can you stand up and say, I don't care, I don't believe that? No, God's got a plan. God's got a good, good plan. And I'm going to keep the helmet of the hope of salvation right on. I am not letting those thoughts of defeat and failure in me. I refuse to. Some way, somehow, God is going to turn this thing around, and I'm coming out, and He's going to bring some good out of this, because everything has to work together for good. Yes! Yes! Oh! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whoo! Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Oh. Hey. Saints. Something is happening in us this week. Something is happening. The devil's not going to be able to do anything with us. He's not. Yeah. Well, sit down if you can. Now let's just stop right there. Why are you carrying on like that? Why are you shouting like that? God's got a plan. Now, what does that do to you? It excites you, doesn't it? If you're not excited, you don't believe it. You're not seeing that. You're looking at something else. Listen, 45th chapter, 5th verse, when he revealed himself to his brethren, how many know Joseph is a type of Jesus? He said, I'm reading the NIV, he said, now, verse 5, do not be distressed, do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead for you. God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Somebody say, God had a plan.
God had a plan.
Now let's back up. What's his daddy doing all these years? What's his daddy doing? Brokenhearted. Grieved. You know why? He looked at some blood stains and some animal skins. Somebody say lying symptoms.
Lying symptoms.
Say it again, lying symptoms.
Lying symptoms.
Say it again, lying,
lying,
lying symptoms. He could have been positive, couldn't he? He could have been a faith man. He could have said, that ain't Joseph. That doesn't prove anything. Even if he's injured, that don't mean he's dead. I hadn't seen him dead. But he was too quick to look at it and go, oh, that's him. Oh, no. Oh, he's dead. That's it. And he grieved for years. And he was, you can tell when they talked to him about taking Benjamin, he's a broken shell of a man. Everything is against me. And it was a lie. God was working to preserve his family. Oh, come on. For generations to come, God was being faithful. How many know he could have, by faith, all those years have said, I don't know all this and I don't understand all this, but Lord, I trust you. You're a good God. And I just believe that some way you are working things out for my good and for your glory. Somebody say he's got a plan. He's got a plan. He's got a plan. Can you be excited about it even when you don't know the details? Can you stay up and keep victory even when, from what you can see, it looks like it's too late, it looks like there's no way? Beware of this talk. Beware of this thought. Beware of this feeling. It's no use.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.